For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be a fellow from the Institute for Policy Studies, Mr. Sanho Tree.
They're saying that they've succeeded in eradicating a lot of the coca crops where we get cocaine from in Colombia. And that's basically a lot of spin. They're not counting, you know, new plantings. So these peasant farmers, once we defoliate their existing crops, move on to other areas and they replant. So the government satellites are not counting the new sproutings. And so basically, we're moving these crops from one region to another. It's a bit like shoveling water. And what the government is doing is a bit like Enron-style accounting. They just chose not to count certain things. Very much a war of body count, if you will. All they're measuring is how many hectares or how many acres they've managed to spray and defoliate. They're not talking about the potential that exists in South America alone. You've got more than 2 million square miles where you can grow this stuff. And there's almost an inexhaustible reservoir of poor peasant farmers willing to do it because prohibition makes these things profitable. So, you know, they talk about, oh, look how much we've destroyed. They don't talk about what's potentially out there and what is going to take the place of the stuff we destroyed.
It's my understanding that the price of cocaine has not changed one iota, except from maybe going a bit lower here in the United States.
Exactly. The government's own indicators of success or failure, price, purity, and availability, have not budged with regard to Plan Colombia. It hasn't worked. By the government's own measurements, it's not having a measurable effect in the United States.
And now this from the Houston Chronicle. Residents of San Onofre in northern Colombia accuse paramilitary forces of murdering hundreds and burying the bodies on a farm outside their town. But a proposed bill would ensure that the paramilitaries, even if they confessed, would only receive a mild preso, a mild sentence, or even a reprimand. Heralded as a step towards peace, the legislation is widely expected to win congressional approval in the coming weeks, but those crying for justice are outraged. Quote, they should get life sentences, end quote, wailed Luz Bertel, a fish seller in San Onofre, whose teenage son was killed by paramilitaries in 2003. Quote, they have no heart, end quote. Those who rally for eternal drug war are the best friends the drug lords could ever hope for. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.